It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's Up Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
Thanks, Bryan Cranston. So yesterday, Naz Reid of the Minnesota Timberwolves was named Sixth Man of the Year, just barely beating out Malik Monk. Yeah. Do you think Naz Reid was the right choice over Malik Monk, Bobby Portis, Norman Power, or Bogdan Bogdanovic?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I love Naz Reid.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's great. And by the way, every time Carl Anthony Towns misses games, which is a lot, there's no drop-off in production from him to Naz Reid. Naz Reid just steps in there and scores 30 points. And he's undrafted, too, which I like.
And he's half Bahamian. Surprise. He's going to play for the Bahamas Olympic qualifier.
He's Bahamian?
Half Bahamian, yeah.
Oh, half Bahamian.
He's going to play for the Bahamas.
And Unlike Malik Monk, Greg, he did not get hurt at the end of the year.
That's what it is. That's what I'm going to ask next. What is Malik Monk?
I love Malik. He played for
Monk
us.
Monk had a great year.
He did.
Yeah, but Naz Reid deserves this.
Malik Monk also said that they would still be in right now if he was not hurt. Do you believe that?
Sure, I like the way you think so.
They could have won that playing game.
Yeah, they probably would have won that playing game against the Pelicans, yeah.
Yeah, they missed him.
But Pelicans got their doors blown off last night.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
OKC is much, much better than them.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so Trevor May was on a Foul Territory podcast here, a baseball podcast, talking about his time with the Mets. And Todd Frazier had a run-in, apparently, with Gary Cohen, because Gary Cohen, the play-by-play announcer for the Mets, was bagging on the team, and Frazier went out of his way to confront Gary Cohen. And my question to you guys here is, have you ever had, you know, somebody heard something about you talking about the Lakers during a game and then come back to you and kind of confront you about something you have said about them?
Not
positive,
in a
negative?
Long time. Never directly the person that we've said it about, but we will hear from people in the front office that say, hey, you're going way too hard on that guy. But right. I've never had the actual person confront me. And by the way, Gary Cohen, that Mets announcer, is fantastic. That's a really fun – it's him, Ron Darling, and Keith Hernandez. And they say whatever pops into their head.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had anybody come directly at me for anything that I've said. I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember there have been people that, like – like,
there have been people I've had
engaged with you, like Jim Mora didn't like Goofy.
Yeah,
not old Jim, young Jim.
Yeah, old Jim loved Goofy.
Yeah,
young Jim would not suffer fools, and that's what I am.
Yeah, so I mean that's happened, but I don't. But he would just like not engage.
He would just not engage. Exactly.
I can't. Michael, has anybody ever come up to you about something we've said during a game and said, "Don't say that"?
No, because if I say something critical, they know I'm right, so they can't say anything.
Pepe, is that ever happened to you?
No, never, because I'm a very positive person.
There you go.
Yeah, Lakers will be down.
You're not
20.
A dream killer like Mason.
Lakers in three.
Lakers in three.
What's that, fool?
He warned me, so I'm afraid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's that, fool?
What do you got, Laura?
All right, guys. So Netflix announced earlier this week that Brady is going to be roasted. The greatest, being called the greatest roast of all time. Tom Brady will be live on Netflix May 5th. And it's hosted by Kevin Hart with the All-Star lineup. So I'm actually really interested in this. Are you guys going to watch? I know it's Cinco de Mayo, but are you guys going to be dipping in the roast for Tom Brady?
I'll probably wait for the clips.
Roasts are really funny, though.
Yeah,
I don't know
you
if they can
like,
do
Mason
what they used
I,
to do.
Mason and I have both been roasted. Okay. And you have to take, if you're the roastee, you have to have the attitude that anything goes. Like, I'll be very surprised if there are not rules for this roast. For example, I don't think anybody says the word Giselle. I just don't think...
Oh, no, I think they absolutely are.
You think
100%.
You think they'll hammer him about
holds barred. I think they will go after him on Giselle.
Go after him. And by the way, we are giving away tickets next Thursday to this roast. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think they're going after him on Giselle. They're going after him on retirement, not retirement. They're going after him on Belichick. They're doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll be surprised. I think they'll do everything you just said except the Giselle stuff. Because I think that he'll say, that's my family, hands off.
No Brady rule, no pads, no mercy, all in.
Yeah, let's see.
I guarantee someone mentions Giselle.
I guarantee everybody's going to mention Giselle.
That's the easiest.
Otherwise,
to go
there's
to.
No roast.
Right.
Well, you could get into all the Belichick
say
stuff
about her without saying her name, like something like Brazilian wax.
Well, yeah. I think
that's the
be,
whole point of the roast.
Plenty of that. The whole point of the roast is to make fun of your life. So I would imagine. Otherwise, it's just not a credible roast.
That's right.
Is this roast going to be credible, Bergman?
If they don't say Giselle, it's not credible.
It's not a credible roast.
Yeah, well, let's
will
see if
be,
they
yeah.
do. Let's see if they do.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, so MLB announced today that the Players Weekend is coming back. It had a little stint from 2017 to 2019 and then went away during the COVID year. But I don't know if you guys remember this. They had player nicknames. Each player was allowed to choose a nickname.
Sure. Right.
Custom cleats, which is now kind of customary. Custom bats and things like that. But their caveat this year is no more uniforms. It's just going to be a hat. And then there's going to be no nicknames as well. And I don't know if you guys remember back, I think it was 17, when they had just the black and white uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the worst uniforms I think I've ever seen. But are you guys in favor of this player weekend? A little
well,
bit of
I mean,
expression.
I'm disappointed they don't have the nicknames.
The nicknames
because
that was my one favorite. Of the fun
guys,
things.
Well, you guys remember the best nickname in the whole league came from the Dodgers.
Rich Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich Hill was Dick Mountain.
Yeah, Dick Mountain.
Without that,
so you're saying jerseys will be regular jerseys.
Regular jerseys are just going to have special hats now.
And no nicknames.
And no nicknames.
And what will they get to personalize the hats?
I don't think so. I think it's going to
be
kind of
like a uniform. Well, then what's the point of this? This isn't player's choice anymore. Right. Used to be player's choice.
Yeah. I think you're either going to let them do it or don't.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like
one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah, they've
kind of
screwed the whole thing up. I don't know why they got rid of the nicknames. That's the thing that we could do 10 minutes on any time on the show. It's always funny.
And the one thing, too, when they first started it, is the cleats weren't allowed to be customized. And now, you know, there's no real rules around that. So they can... You know, players allowed to customize them any game kind of a deal.
Right.
So
oh, any game they can
right.
do it.
You know, okay. All these players now have customized cleats.
Yeah, is it
you know,
Fernando Tatis wears like different
right.
ones for every game?
So it sounds
game,
like there's
yes.
just nothing different. It's right. just an it's
getting
just
rid of the
another
nicknames.
Day in the league.
Right.
You have you're wearing your jersey, you're wearing your and you're wearing your custom cleats as you would any other day.
Except for the hat.
Except for the hat, which you don't think is personalized.
I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what a waste of time. Screwed
What's
up
that,
a perfectly
fool?
Fine operation there.
All right, you guys want one more?
Sure.
Yes.
All right, guys. So the top front offices in MLB were ranked, and I have the top 10. Do you guys think you guys can give me the top 10 MLB front office rankings?
If the Dodgers aren't number one, I think that list
Dodgers
is
have got to be number one.
Dodgers are number one.
Okay. Braves have got to be there.
Braves are there at 3.
Yankees?
Yankees are number 10.
Tampa's got to be there.
Tampa is not. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. Number 2.
Oh, number
2. Tampa's not there.
Missed a minute.
Wait,
no,
number
yes.
2.
Oh, all the way number 2.
Number 2. I was down at 10.
St. Louis is probably in there.
St. Louis is not.
Okay, so that's strike one.
Strike one.
How about the Mets?
That was not our official guess.
Really
that was
good,
Pepe.
You know what's a really good front office is Toronto.
Yeah, let's try Toronto.
Toronto is not here.
Okay, so you're sure they're not number 3 and you just missed them?
You guys got 1 with the Dodgers, Tampa 2, Atlanta Braves 3, and 10 with the Yankees.
And we're missing the rest.
You're missing the rest.
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, Orioles have turned
Orioles
things
is
around.
5.
Oh, there you go, Orioles.
Yeah. Yep. Orioles is 5.
You know, the...
I'm trying to think of
this
the
is not a
who was last year's
Rangers
Texas Rangers number 9. Tied for 8th actually.
What is Arizona in there?
Arizona 7.
They were in the World
Series
last year.
For some reason I got a hunch
year.
On the Twins.
How about Milwaukee?
Milwaukee's a good
Brewer,
call.
6.
Yeah.
So how many are we missing now?
You're missing 4, 5. So number 4, number 5. And that's it.
Oh, Seattle. Seattle's got some good young players.
No. It's not the Giants. It's not
the Padres. Is it Minnesota?
Oh, you know who's probably in there?
Huh.
Houston.
No.
Really?
You guys are missing since you got...
All right, so what did we miss?
Number 4, Cleveland Guardians.
Okay.
Wow.
And number 5... And which one were you missing? Did you guys give me the Orioles?
Yes.
Oh, then you guys were
so
just
missing
the
Orioles.
All right, excellent.
Okay. You guys did pretty well.
All right, excellent.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, Dodgers far
Dodgers
and away.
Dodgers had to be one.
Yeah. Okay, this is... It's a day of rumors because it's NFL draft day. And according to multiple now, including Diana Rossini, the 49ers are willing to trade either Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel in order to move up in the first round.
Wow.
I can't believe they would trade Deebo.
I can't either.
And if they would, I hope the Rams get him.
Oh, yeah. They would never trade him to the Rams.
Bergman, can you imagine if the Raiders got him? Oh, my God. We'd have Devontae Adams on one side and Deebo on the other and no one to throw him the ball.
Yeah, per Mike Silver, teams across the NFL, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Possibly.
Well, there's a lot of great receivers in this draft. Maybe that's what they're
thinking. Yeah, there's a big three that everybody's been talking about. It's interesting. In Vegas, the odds for whether the Rams will take offense or defense is pretty suggestive. We'll do that.
I think if they move up, like into the top 10, it's got to be for an offensive player, right?
No, I think it could be for the right defensive player.
Well, see, Bergman and I were talking that Latu from UCLA, the edge rusher, is... most people think it's like a lock to be a Pro Bowler.
Yes.
So he, and there's one kid from Alabama that's an edge rusher that is in his class. It's those two guys.
Right.
Maybe they move up for one of those guys, but I think if McVay is asking less to need to move up, it's for an offensive guy. It's for Brock Bowers or somebody like that.
Yeah, we're going to find out shortly.
Yeah, doesn't the draft start at like 4?
Is it 4 o'clock?
I thought it was 5.
Maybe it's 5.
No, I think they start at 4 now.
Do they?
Well, it begins at 2:44, Ireland. See? 5 o'clock,
yeah, 5 o'clock.
Right? Oh, it's 5 o'clock. Yeah. So I guess they went the whole thing in prime time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next for you, we're going to circle back to Lakers. Obviously, Lakers tonight. I'm getting a lot of crap on Twitter, and you people got to lay off me. Because, you know, my feelings.
You've thrown in the towel.
Are hurt.
You're a dream killer.
My feelings are hurt so easily. Mm-hmm. And I've got a proposition for Pepe. I want to see if Pepe will join me in a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Don't make me cry, okay?
All right, no, it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Pepe. You and me. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're hiring, did you know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? Nobody has that kind of time. So if you're listening today, try ZipRecruiter. You can try it right now for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or as Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to them for their hiring needs. Just go to that exclusive web address to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Missing in Ireland, you little Lakers for life, Lakers for life, Lakers for life, you little
win, lose, Lakers for life, baby, let's go!
So I am being accused of killing dreams.
Yeah, you do. You're a dream killer. You've already declared the Lakers dead.
This is a tough job because...
No, it's not.
No, it is. It's a tough job because you can either say what you believe or you can say what you're rooting for.
Or you can say both.
Which is what I've done.
Yeah.
I've said I'm rooting for the Lakers, but I don't think they're going to win the series. Now, can they win tonight? Absolutely, they can win tonight.
Bergman Pepe. Says they're going to lose by 20.
Yeah,
Bergman. That's the most likely thing to happen in my mind.
Yeah, Bergman.
I don't
you're
want
the
that.
Lakers get rolled.
I'm rooting. I am rooting for the Lakers, but what everything tells me is they get blown out.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't find a way to stay in this game. If they get if they get into a hole, forget it. They've got to play the first half the way they played the first half, Salasco, and then they got to finish.
I've seen in the first two games, I'm going to ignore if either team takes a double-digit lead in the first half. It means nothing.
20 points is nothing in the league, that's for sure. Yeah. Michael Thompson's here. Pepe's here. Pepe, I got a great – you're a big experiential guy. Go out, experience the world, right? I see you at concerts. You go to see Broadway show.
I was very jealous that Pepe got to go to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert, and
really,
I didn't.
I bet it was. So,
I texted Pepe that day and told him I was jealous.
Pepe, have you ever been to BMO Stadium for an LAFC game?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to the opening game.
Oh, wow. The opening game. Now, have you ever been in the 32-52 section?
No.
Will you join me in the 32-52 section on Saturday, May the 11th at BMO Stadium?
I wish I could, but my kids are in town and I have to spend the time with them.
So there you go.
That's a bummer.
Well,
I wish I would do it.
Would you really do it?
I would do it, but my kids are in town.
Well, no, I understand the kids thing.
You can do the game next year with you.
Oh, no, I definitely want to do it. Brian, will you do it?
I think I'm out of town that weekend.
Out of town. Bergman, will you do it with me?
What day is it, Mace?
Laura, it's May the 11th.
Oh, or any other day.
Any.
You
Michael?
Know, that's Mother's Day.
No. Oh, yeah, is it really Mother's Day? Mother's Day? I'll bring my mom to the 32-52.
There you go. She'll go with you. She has no
I
choice.
I would love to do it, but seriously, yeah. I can't.
Well, how long are your kids in town for?
April 27th,
for
Mace?
Like 5 days.
May 11th.
So take one day to go hang out with Mace.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They're coming.
Bring the kids.
Wait.
How many kids you got?
My son and my daughter are coming, and we're all going to my niece's graduation.
Oh, she's no, that's more important, Pepe.
From USC.
Yeah, no,
what
that's
time
more
of day
important.
Is the graduation.
Oh, come
oh,
on.
Oh, wow.
Michael. All day long.
Michael, okay. You go with me.
Come on, to Michael.
You go, Michael.
Come on, Michael.
I'll go if Michael goes.
Yeah. You've never
oh,
been
Michael,
to
you
a,
gotta go.
You've never been to a soccer game.
Yeah, I went to the World Cup in 1982.
Did you really?
In Spain.
Did you really?
Are you going to go to any?
I was there. I didn't see you.
Are you going to go to any of the World Cup games here at SoFi?
If I could get VIP parking and park right where the coaches and players
oh,
park.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
I said, I'll go if Michael goes.
Mr. Captain entitled.
All right, so let me point something out to you guys.
Okay.
You know, Michael and I both believe that they should kill replay.
Oh, yeah.
I've been against instant replay in all sports for a long
but
time.
But I asked Greg the other day, and I think Greg's probably right. I don't know if there's any momentum to kill it.
No.
I think that most people, now that it's here, we can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Everybody wants the final 2 minutes of an NBA game to last 25 minutes. Yeah.
But it's not just in basketball that they're screwing it up.
Everything.
Yesterday, the Angels were losing 6-0. Okay?
Yep.
They come back and score 5 runs, and Joe Adell gets on first base in the bottom of the 9th inning with 2 outs. And he steals second, and he clearly makes it, but the umpire calls him out. So the 2 announcers say, oh, no problem. They'll review this. The Angels have a challenge, and Adell will be in scoring position
right.
with the game on the line. Here's what happened next.
If this call goes the way we think it should, crowd is chanting safe.
And he was clear.
After review, the call on the field stands, the runner's out.
That is absurd. That is absurd.
That's unbelievable.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Absolutely ridiculous. It is clear on the replay that Adell was safe, and it is a ridiculous way to end this game. That's garbage.
So it happens in all these sports.
Yes.
They can't get it right.
Okay, so I want to point out, first of all, it's an unbelievably close call.
Right.
I'm looking at it right here.
He looks safe to me.
He looks safe-ish. But it's very, very close.
Right.
I love the fact that those guys went after.
Yeah, that's Wayne Randazzo and Mark Kubizov.
Yeah, I love that they went after him because they, you know, they're good, you know, broadcasters. It's very, very close, but I think they did get the call wrong. And again, replay. I'm against replay in football. I'm against replay
in football. Replay, period.
Because basketball, baseball.
Replay doesn't help because they kill.
And Pepe, more importantly, it stops the game for no reason.
Yeah. How many times it happened in the last Laker game?
Michael and I talk about it all the time. And by the way, and I'm not just saying this because he's sitting next to me, 9 times out of 10, Michael figures it out in 10 seconds.
Yeah. I've listened. You always do know.
And he will say to me, Ireland, this is obviously not a foul. They're going to reverse the call. What are we waiting for? And then, Pepe, 5-6 minutes later, they say what Michael said after 10 seconds.
So
I don't know. I don't understand why there is no movement to either say you've got 1 minute to change the call or the call stands. Or it's like no one cares that these games are going on all day. And then in this baseball game, with the game on the line, 2 outs on the bottom of the ninth, they miss it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
There is no
the same thing happens in football. We talk about it.
Yeah, football, same thing. I don't think we need instant. Just go with the call on the field, call on the floor, whatever it happens to be, and let's get on with our lives. All right, coming up next, I got four numbers. You guys all think the Lakers can come back and win the series. Four numbers that they need to overcome. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, time to tell you about our Southern California Toyota dealers. You know, the Lakers and Toyota have been in business together for 48 years. 48 years. That's how long that association has gone. And the reason that the Lakers and Toyota keep doing business together is the Southern California Toyota dealers. Because year after year, Toyota delivers quality, reliability, and simply the best vehicles on the road. Right now, brand new inventory waiting for you. You can choose from an amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, EVs. Great deals waiting for you right now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Here comes the smoke tonight. Crypto.com arena. Not ducking no fades, Michael Thompson.
He's ducked every fade.
Ireland hates must win, but this is a must win tonight.
I even will admit this is a must win. And I
normally, and it's not, technically it's not, but you believe this is.
Well, okay, let's put this in perspective. 151 teams have dropped to 0-3 in a series, in a 7-game series in NBA history. 151. Their record is 0-151.
Right.
It has never happened.
Now,
on the other hand, if the Lakers win,
yep.
If you go down 1-2 in a series,
right.
Every year since 1976,
yeah.
At least one team has come back from a 1-2 deficit. Last year, Michael, it was Clay's Warriors. They fell behind 2-0 to Sacramento in the first series. Mm-hmm. The year before that, in 2023, 4 teams did it. The year before that, in 2022, 6 teams did it. So it's the difference between surviving and dying is tonight. If we die, Mace, we die.
If we die, we die.
If we die, we die.
Exactly.
Yes, but it's you do die if you lose tonight.
Now, you did say, too, that if you're down 0-2, there's only a 7% chance of coming back to win the series. Did you not earlier this week?
Right.
93% chance a 2-0 team goes on.
In the exact scenario the Lakers are in, the road team going second, down 0-2, 7% chance.
Right.
But it's the old thing you say. You can spin the numbers to tell you anything you want. And here's what the numbers tell us, black and white. Lakers win tonight. They've got a legitimate shot. They lose tonight. Go ahead and start packing up because no team has ever come back from. Only 5 teams have ever forced a game 7.
Yes.
So
you're saying there is a chance.
But if we lose, they're statistically 0.
Okay, I want to throw some statistics at you guys.
I hate statistics.
They tell a story, Michael.
Now?
They tell a story.
Analytics?
The Lakers are getting crushed on the offensive boards. Denver's got 24 offensive rebounds. The Lakers have 10, which is leading to a lot of second chance points for the Denver Nuggets. Why are they getting their clocks cleaned on the offensive boards?
Because they don't anticipate and they don't box out and they don't go to the ball. They have to go to the ball. The ball is not going to come to them.
I think it has more to do with this. They are very concerned about getting beat in transition. So when the Lakers shoot, watch this tonight. When the Lakers shoot, Anthony Davis shoots there, the other Lakers don't go to the glass. Yeah. They get back.
Yep.
They go back on defense because they don't want to get beat in transition. So you have to pick your poison here.
Right. Well, I would try the other poison.
Well, yeah. I'll take it a step further. Down 0-2 in what we've all called a must-win game, I think you throw everything out the window tonight. If I was Darvin Ham, I would play AD and LeBron 45 minutes each.
Sure. Yep.
I would try – I mean, they're talking about maybe even trying Jared Vanderbilt. Why not?
Is Jared Vanderbilt – can he play?
They haven't ruled him out yet.
Oh, they haven't ruled him out.
But, I mean
– healthy, he's their second-best defensive player.
Tonight is the night you try stuff. I would let Jokic – I would not double-cover Jokic.
No.
I would – I'd send some guys to the glass and see if you can get some offensive.
Okay, let me throw another one at you. Turnovers. Lakers 26, Denver 13.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Can't be doing it.
They're just
right?
too good a team.
They had that one game.
Well,
Denver only turned over four in one of those games.
Is because they're so good, you have to minimize your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Every mistake you make almost gets doubled because, like, you go up by 20 against Denver, that's like being up 10 because they have Jokic. So you've got to – if you get ahead again, and they've been ahead by double digits in both games, if you get ahead – Michael says this all the time if you listen to us do the games – you got to pretend the score is 0-0 or that you're losing.
Totally.
You can't relax when you get up 20 even.
And not only that, and to avoid some of the turnovers that they have, some of the players – don't pay attention.
No, there's like a lackadaisicalness at times.
Yeah, because, again.
Yeah, Russell threw it, had a turnover the other day where he tried to.
They have to go to the ball because they wait for the ball. And then they fill out the lane and they take the ball away from it. Jokic did it twice in the last game.
That's right.
How about this one? Free throws attempted. Lakers 32, Denver 23. The reason I bring this one up is that the Lakers have the biggest free throw disparity over the course of the season.
That's right.
They need to have a bigger disparity here to make a difference. 32-23 is not as much of an advantage as the Lakers normally get at the line.
One thing to watch is the home team normally gets a few more calls than the road team. As a matter of fact, the other night, I think Denver shot more free throws than the Lakers did, which almost never happens because the Lakers attacked the rim. But tonight, they're at home. If they play their normal game and attack the rim, they should have the advantage in free throw attempts.
Free throws have gone down, too, because the refs are not calling them as free throws.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Last one. Field goals attempted. This is interesting, and I think this ties into offensive rebounds. Field goals attempted. Denver 190, the Lakers 157. Denver is just getting more shots on the basket.
And you're right. That has a lot to do with the offensive rebounds and just rebounding in general.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can throw all the numbers you want out there. The bottom line is the Lakers have to find a way to win tonight or the season's over. That's the easiest way to explain it.
It's a must win. Yeah. I agree with you. It's a must win. There is no other way to look at it. And I noticed the disparity on the shots that you just said right now.
Yes.
And it really puzzles me because some of the players are afraid of shooting the ball for whatever reason.
Well, Pepe, how about this? Two games in a row that the only person off our bench who has even attempted a shot.
Prince.
Is Taurean Prince.
I know.
So Spencer Dinwiddie was brought here to score. If he's not going to shoot.
He's never settled in to a role here.
Well, but if he's not going to shoot, then why play him?
When he played as a starter, he played really good.
Right.
He had 26 points in one game.
Right. I mean, or Michael, if he's not going to shoot, and if Jackson Hayes isn't going to shoot.
Show me some Christie in this game.
Right. Why not play Max Christie?
No, man, the mistake they made the other night was D'Angelo Russell was, 4-for-4 from three?
Five-for-5.
And they took him out.
They took him out when he's 5-for-5.
Yeah. What are you doing?
That's nonsense.
Yeah.
That's 6 minutes into the game.
That's like sticking to a plan even though it's the wrong one.
And exactly. and even like elite coaches do that. Yeah. Greg Popovich
does it. Adjust.
Steve Kerr does
it. Oh. Leave him in the game.
Hey, I know we got to get to game. So let me ask you guys something about coaching. Did you guys see that J.J. Redick interviewed for the Charlotte job?
Uh-huh.
He's never been a coach at any level. Not even like boys club. Good idea or bad idea? I mean, I can see.
It has worked, obviously.
Steve Kerr.
Yep.
Steve never been a coach.
Doc Rivers,
right?
Yeah.
Came out of the booth.
So you guys, no issue with the, not?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, he seems to be a great basketball mind. If you give him, you know, a great bench coach, a great staff, that's probably enough because I do think he's an incredibly sharp guy.
No, just don't ask him about old players.
Oh, that's right. Don't ask him about old.
They were all playing against plumbers and electricians.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Michael Thompson's game today. In the meantime, with next level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Like I am driving an Elantra right now. Absolutely love it. It is a hybrid, getting 50 miles a gallon. I'm thrilled. Advantages with the Hyundai include available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and Michael Thompson is on the clock. Michael, what do you got going over there?
Today's game is all about Denver and how high an altitude it is, a mile, and players who have played for both teams, one of the teams, or neither of the teams in the series.
Oh, it's one of these.
It's
okay.
a little mix and match here.
Okay. Okay.
First question, multiple choice, 5,280 feet equals a mile. How many yards are in a mile? 1740. 1750 or 1760?
Brian.
1750.
Greg.
1740.
Laura.
1760.
One of each. I'll go with Laura. 1760. Pepe.
40.
Mace.
40.
What is Michael?
1760.
Oh, got it, Laura.
Player.
This is worth two, by the way.
Player. Adrian Dantley. Laker, Denver, both or neither?
Greg.
Adrian Dantley. Denver.
Laura.
Denver.
I'm going to go both. Pepe.
Denver.
Mace.
Both.
Brian.
I'm going to go both, too.
It is Lakers only.
Damn it. I knew, really? I knew he played for the Lakers. I didn't know. I just assumed
nobody
he played
got
for
done.
Denver. So you missed. I think he just played for Detroit and the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple choice. The 1 mile race isn't ran anymore in track and field. The world record was set way back in 1999 by Hisham El Garouche of Morocco in what time? 3:42, 3:43, or 3:44?
Laura, this one's you.
3:44.
I'm going to go 3:42. Pepe.
3:43.
One of each. Mace.
3:42.
Brian.
3:42.
Greg.
3:42.
It is 3:43.
Ooh. Anybody get it?
Pepe,
Pepe got it.
Pepe.
All right. So far, Laura won, John won, Pepe won. Nobody else has squat. Okay.
Player, Fat Lever, Denver, Lakers, both or neither?
This one is Laura.
It's you, John.
Oh, it's me? I'm going to say Denver, Pepe.
I'm going to say neither.
Mace.
I'm going to say neither.
Brian.
I'm going to go Denver.
Greg.
Denver.
Laura.
I'm going to go neither.
What's the answer?
It is Denver.
Okay, hey, so I'm Greg got it, Brian got it, John got it. All right, John's got two. Everybody else has one except Macy has zero.
Multiple choice. The first man to break the four-minute barrier in the mile, thought to be impossible to do in the 50s, was broken by who? Roger Bannister, Robert Bannister, or Ronald Bannister?
Pepe.
Roger.
Mace.
Roger.
Brian.
Ronald.
Greg.
Roger.
Laura.
I'll go with Roger.
It is Roger.
It
right,
is
Michael?
It is Roger.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Mace is on the board finally. I have three. Pepe, Laura, Greg, all have two. Brian, you have one.
Player, Darvin Ham, Denver, Lakers, both or neither?
Mace.
Neither.
Brian.
Neither.
Greg.
Did he play? Yeah, neither.
Laura.
I'm with the crowd, neither.
I'm going to say Denver, Pepe.
Neither.
What's the answer, Michael?
Denver. Only
Denver.
Oh,
yeah. No. All right, so I'm up to four.
Ireland.
Multiple choice. Which civilization first used the measurement of a mile? Chinese, Romans, or Greeks?
Brian, back to you.
Greeks.
Greg.
Chinese, Romans, or Greeks? I'm going to say Romans.
Laura.
Greeks.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Greeks. Pepe.
I am going to say Romans.
You might be right. Mace.
I'm going to say Romans.
It is Romans.
Yeah. Okay, so Greg, you got that,
yes,
right? All right, so here's the updated score. John, 4. Pepe, 3. Greg, 3. Mace, 2. Laura, 2. Brian, 1.
Okay. Player. Lakers, Denver, both or neither. Allen Iverson.
This one goes to Greg.
Denver?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Laura.
Neither.
I'm going to go Denver. Pepe.
Denver.
Base.
Oh, there goes my answer.
Denver?
Brian.
It is Denver.
It is Denver.
It is Denver.
Yeah, got traded from the Sixers to the Nuggets.
Yes. Yeah. You play with Melo.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Michael, how many left? You got a bunch?
Bunch of them.
Okay.
Buzz in if you know. Because of Denver's nickname, these two NBA players and this NBA assistant coach should play or work or coach for the Nuggets.
So you're looking
that was a weird question.
You're
the question
is three people?
Three people.
Three people. Two players and a coach.
You know them all. Two players and one assistant coach. Because of Denver's nickname, should coach or play in Denver? 3, 2, 1. Miles Bridges, Miles Turner, Miles Simon.
Oh, because
okay. Well, that is a really
that's a hard
question.
Yeah, that's a
really, really. That's nobody's going to get that. That's really tough. Yeah, yeah, that's a Pepe style question.
The horse didn't get the hint. No.
The nickname is the Nuggets.
All right, let him keep going. Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Five more or three more?
Three more.
Here we go.
Actually, you know what? Go five more because I don't know what's going with Hennessy's.
Okay, five more. Here we go.
Player. Lakers, Denver, both or neither. Spencer, Haywood.
Laura.
Yeah, both.
I'm going to go Lakers. Pepe.
I'm going to go both.
Mace.
I'm going to go both.
Brian.
Lakers.
Greg.
I like Lakers.
Michael, what's the answer?
Both.
Oh, yeah. So who got it?
Mason, Pepe, and Laura.
Okay, so Pepe has tied me.
Oh, Pepe.
Here's the score. Pepe, 5. John, 5. Mace, 4. Greg, 4. Laura and Brian, 2.
Okay, so there's
and there are four left.
Okay.
Player, Jared Vanderbilt. Laker, Denver, both or neither?
Pepe.
I'm going to say both.
Mace.
Both.
Brian.
Laker.
Greg.
He was everywhere. I'm going to say both.
Laura.
Both.
I'm going both. What's the answer, Brian?
Both.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody got that except Brian? Yep.
Brian.
No, Pepe, did you get it?
I did. Yeah. Okay. I knew that.
I also think I have 4.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it, right? Laura, you got that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you do have 4. Greg, did you get it?
I did.
Okay.
I have 5.
So, So, Brian, you're out.
Damn.
Okay, so there are 2 left.
Isn't there 3 left?
Well, that was the third one.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We can add one if you want.
No, just keep going.
Okay. So Pepe, 6. John, 6. Laura, 4. So you got to go opposite here, Laura. Okay. You get to go last. Greg, 5. And Mace, 5.
Okay.
Multiple choice.
We still have 2.
2 left.
Multiple choice.
Okay.
If you walk for a mile, typically, how many steps would you take? 2,000, 3,000, or 4,000?
All right.
One of you guys have to go first.
Yeah, I'll go first.
2,000, 3,000.
I'll go 3,000, Pepe.
Me too, 3,000.
Okay, Mace.
I've got an Apple Watch. I'll say 3,000.
Greg.
Yeah, 3,000.
Laura.
Well, I have to go opposite.
Yeah, be 2 or 4.
2,000.
What is it, Michael?
2,000.
Whoa!
Oh!
Okay.
Wow.
Laura, I knew that. Right. I was like, nobody say it.
Here we go. Last question, really? And then we could go into some tie breaks,
okay.
but it's very close.
We have to go opposite.
Pepe, 6. John, 6. Mace, Laura, Greg, all have 5.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to go opposite to you.
No,
you can.
You do have to go first, and I have to go second.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Pick a good one, Michael.
Player, Thomas Bryant. Laker, Denver, both or neither?
Both.
I will also go both. Greg.
Well, we're out.
If we're right.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. I'll just say Lakers just for fun.
Laura?
I'll say Lakers for fun.
Mace?
For fun, I'll say Lakers.
It is both.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. Pepe and I. Michael, you got a tiebreaker?
Yes.
All right, here we go, Pep. Me and you.
Denver, as we know, is 5,280 feet above sea level. LA does not sit at sea level. According to geography.com, how many feet above sea level is downtown LA where we sit right here?
Above sea level?
Above sea level.
Hey, Pepe, you got something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me another voice.
Okay.
How many feet above sea level are we sitting right now?
Okay. Pep, what'd you write down? 146 feet. I wrote 222 feet.
305 feet.
Boom! Victory!
Damn, no, another game!
Oh, very close. Second place. Yeah, very second close.
Place. You always lose, Pepe.
I won last time.
Pepe does have
won,
a win this
you've
one.
You've won a bunch.
Yeah, no, Pepe's
so
won this one.
You guys are like my trick question of miles.
No,
all right, so Bergman, what does that mean for the standings?
You now have 6 and I have 4.
All right, is anybody else within striking distance?
Everyone else has 2 or less.
But and we have 3 more days of 2 each?
Yes, and it's my game tomorrow, so I can't even catch you tomorrow.
Right, but...
I can.
But...
Sort of.
No. So Michael, Brian when would we fly to Denver if the Lakers win one of these games?
Sunday.
All right, oh, so I can do the show from Denver Monday.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got to... I'm looking good.
Monday.
I'm
so
looking good.
So I have only one, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. You're
so
out.
So I don't have a chance.
Unless
I come and win every time.
It's an option available to
you.
Do you
want
to come in studio all 3 days to see if you can catch me?
Do it, Pepe. Do it.
Do it, Pepe. I can't. Otherwise, I would.
Although, Greg, I think it'll be my game Monday, so that'll give you a fighting chance.
That'll give me a chance, absolutely.
So it's your game tomorrow. I can't.
I gotta win.
Yeah, so yes. Each of us have a game left.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, cool.
All right, so now we're going to make a transition or not going to make a transition?
Yeah, you're going to break here. You're going to talk about Jacob Imrani, and okay. Then we will see where we're at after that. You
all
might
right.
Still be going like this.
Oh, there may be bonus.
Bonus Mason in Ireland?
Bonus
maybe.
Mason in Ireland.
Excellent. We're working on it.
All right, in the meantime, did you know that not all personal injury attorneys are going to treat you the same? One primary example of this is if you're in an accident and you hire an attorney and then some major law firms say your accident's too small, not worth their time, so they farm it out to a smaller, less experienced firm. Imagine if that is you. You think you're hiring the big guy. Instead, they've got some rookie handling your case. That is another reason why, if you're in an accident, call Jacob. Every case, equally important to Jacob, not going to hand off your case to somebody else. And let's face it, who do you want dealing with the insurance company? It's Jacob, or potentially... That's who you want, not somebody who's a few months out of law school. Do not take a risk. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob and get the medical care that you need and the compensation that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Oh, remember.
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, more Mason Ireland. The guys out at in Hermosa Beach at Hennessy's we're connecting with, and eventually they will be here as they get ready for game number 3, Lakers versus Nuggets, and of course the NFL draft coming tonight as well. I wanted to throw one thing out here since we've got some extra time. I came across this. It is Cam Newton talking about Caleb Williams, and listen to what he says, and tell me if he makes a point here. Oh, hang on. There he is making a point right now. Any second. All right. So the point he's making. There you go.
From the media perspective, we're seeing Caleb Williams tonight. He's going to go number one. You were going to go number one. There's these bizarre questions, Cam, about his personality, his image. I remember when you were coming out, the term fake smile was being thrown around, which was this term in the media that Cam Newton had a fake smile. Caleb paints his nails. He's different. Someone compared him to Prince. What does that make you feel like when you hear that? And do you relate?
Of course. Being Chicago. Unique, we can't be hypocrites in America. You can't promote, you know, land of the free, and then all of a sudden when somebody does something that makes them unique, you crucify them, right? I think really for us in this profession that we're in, Gen Z is here. And they're here to stay. So whatever a person does personally should just matter personally. If it starts bleeding into their play, then that's when you can care. But as I'm seeing these highlights of Caleb Williams, pink nails, red nails, green nails, no nails. If you can play football and you can win football games in that locker room and for that franchise, nothing else matters.
All right, so there's Cam Newton. To me, this, and he said Gen Z. So Gen Z is definitely very very focused on personal expression. And that's what Caleb is doing, right? Whether it's his mom is a nail tech, so that's in tribute to her. That's why he gets his nails painted. Some people say bad attitude, has an arrogance about him. I think he is going to be a next level elite NFL quarterback.
And I agree with you, and I agree with what Cam Newton is saying, because unless it affects his game,
right,
then you can start criticizing him. But whatever he does, that's his business.
Here's what I worry about. Michael, I'm curious what you think about this. He's going to a team that has a defensive coach who happens to be on the hot seat. Matt Eberflus almost got fired at the end of last year, and they're bringing him back. So you have a defensive coach. Caleb is being kind of thrown to the wolves. I don't know who the offensive coordinator in Chicago is, but
it's Shane Waldron, who they hired away from Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know.
A guy who was instrumental in the development of Russell Wilson in the day.
I the coaching situation worries me. Mm-hmm. A defensive head coach on the hot seat, not the perfect situation. Like, Brock Purdy had the perfect situation going to the Niners. He had a mentor in Kyle Shanahan. Like, when Matt Stafford got to the Rams, you know, perfect situation. Sean McVay. Even going back to Jared Goff, when McVay got that job, it was great. If Caleb had somebody like that, I would be with you, Mace. I would say, can't miss. But this guy's going to be a huge star.
Yes.
But OC, I no longer think that.
The OC that comes from Seattle, he is really good.
No, he's really good. In fact, in the last 3 years, because he's been a coordinator at Seattle during that stretch, they are third in big passing plays, fourth in big rushing plays percentage, fifth in completion percentage, eighth in yards per reception, and 10th in touchdown passes. So he has had success, particularly with developing Geno Smith in Seattle.
Problem is, if the offensive coordinator starts to outshine the head coach, then you've got chaos. So I don't love the coaching arrangement there, but I love Caleb, and I think he's a great player, and I'm rooting for him.
But you said that the coach is in a hot seat.
Yeah.
So if he's smart, he's going to say, okay, you know, you're making me look good. That's fine.
Right, that's what in other words, if the offensive coordinator is making the head coach look, the better the offensive coordinator does, the better the head coach does. Right now, they're coming off a season where they, what, won?
Three games? Yeah.
I mean,
I would have fired him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the thinking was on keeping him.
I think he's in over his head. I think he messed up Justin Fields. I think.
The Bears won 7 games last year.
The Bears won 7 games?
Yeah, they were 7-10.
They got hot towards the second half of the season.
Oh, that's right. The reason they have that pick is they had Charlotte's pick.
Yes. Right.
Carolina's pick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. And then the Rams, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what
they do. I don't think the Rams are staying at 19. I think they're either moving down or up, one of the two. I'd be shocked if they stay where they are.
The only thing Caleb cannot do, I don't know nobody cares if he paints his nails or wears a dress or whatever, but you can't be running into the stands and crying to your mom after a loss. In the NFL, you cannot do that. Well, come on.
The guy's, even though
that's a bit much.
No, I don't think it's. Well, in the NFL, he's not going to do that. But at the collegiate level, I don't think that particular incident should be held against him. No, the one after they lost, he cried with his mom, said afterwards, I'd like to go home and watch Netflix with my dog, that. All that stuff. But, I mean, he's obviously next level. You're not crying in your mom's arms.
Don't run to the stands and cry.
He's not going to do that in the NFL, Mike.
You don't think so?
I guarantee you.
You hope he
doesn't. Yeah, you hope he doesn't. I don't rip anybody who cries. I think that means they care. But crying to your mom is a bad look.
So if the Lakers lose this series, and Anthony Davis runs up in the stands and cries to his mom, you know.
To his mom, yeah, it's bad.
To his mom, but I mean, he's a college kid.
He's a grown man. There is no crying.
Plus, the other thing is, I was listening to a guy the other day. It was one of those guys from Pro Football Focus. And whoever was interviewing him said, hey, just out of curiosity.
Focus.
Who was your number one ranked quarterback last year? And you hear the guy pause. And you know as soon as he pauses, it was not C.J. Stroud. He goes, we had Bryce Young, number one last year. Most people have Caleb number one. But, boy, there is a movement, particularly at ESPN. Orlovsky, Lou Riddick, bunch of dudes are all on Jaden Daniels.
So nobody wants to go through an entire draft season with everybody saying the same guy is the number one pick in the draft.
So you think they're doing it on purpose?
I mean, I think
they did it with Andrew Luck.
But I think in the idea of you know, developing a debate or hot takes or whatever, that I just think Caleb was the no-brainer.
But they didn't have an ESPN back.
Well, but
days.
Here's the thing, Michael. You mentioned Andrew Luck. Me, personally, just my own two eyes. Caleb's the best college quarterback I've seen since Andrew Luck. He was that good at USC. Now, this year...
They had Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good Burrow was?
I thought Andrew Luck was unbelievable.
You know what? Caleb is Joe Burrow with legs. Joe doesn't run, but Caleb runs.
Aaron Rodgers, also another great quarterback that I saw in person play against USC, and fantastic talent. But for me, Caleb Williams, seeing him over the last 2 years, has been so good. And the thing that makes him good is that when the play breaks down, he's got that improvisational skill that, like, Patrick Mahomes has got. In fact, in a way, he's better once the play breaks down and he breaks free and is able to find a receiver, sort of invent his own route. That went on a lot at USC. It goes on a lot with quarterbacks who are very escapable. That's one of the reasons why I think Caleb's going to be so good.
Because he's smart. His football IQ is very high. And you have to take that into consideration, Mike.
Yeah, but it was weird. He was way better as a junior or as a sophomore than he was as a junior.
Well, the team was way better.
Right. But he wasn't, if you look at his numbers, he wasn't statistically terrible. You know, last year he was actually pretty good. But the question is, are you getting sophomore Caleb or junior Caleb? You know, that's a big if. Hey, so you know what just came out
what?
A few moments ago? The trailer for Ramona's TV show.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So
nice.
For people that don't know, Ramona did a podcast series 10 years ago, 2014. Donald Sterling and V. Stiviano set the world on fire. Yep. She recorded him basically saying, you know, proving he's a racist, and the NBA banned him for life. Ramona did a podcast series called The Sterling Affairs, where she went out and interviewed everybody involved. She went out and interviewed Shelley Sterling. She got a bunch of players. She got everybody. And FX came to Ramona and said, we want to make your podcast series a 6-part TV miniseries.
Yes.
Be careful how you say that, Pepe. FX.
Exact. Focus. But I haven't heard this, so we're all hearing it for the first time. Here is the trailer for Clipped, which is Ramona's TV show. Hit it, Brian.
Let's hear it for the fabulous Clippers and our new coach, Doc Rivers.
The Clippers have never won a championship. Ever.
We are going to win this year, and it will change your life.
Look at you. Is that Havarti? Mm.
Are you trading DeAndre Jordan?
Excuse me?
This is my assistant, Phoebe.
On Mr. Sterling's right hand arm.
Oh, we have a Ferrari.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Sterling.
I love my calendar, girl.
It's the rise of the takers. I hired somebody to follow the money. She's suing me.
I need to show them that I have the power.
Are you stupid or something? Don't bring black people to my games. Having fun? I know we are. What's your wingspan?
Everybody up. We have to protect the players.
The season ticket holders are used to a certain amount of access.
I'm used to a certain amount of people acting freaking normal.
Tape recording of you and V. It's out.
Tell me what's on the tape.
Certain statements about...
What in the... What?
That can't be true.
You think I'm a racist?
No.
Dude is literally saying that I'm a piece of property.
I'm your owner.
You're not my owner. Every second counts.
Players love me.
We literally hate you.
My kids go ask me why I'm playing for a man who's saying all those disgusting things behind my back.
Our whole world is burning down.
Or what?
I'm lining myself up to run the Clippers organization.
Are we bad people?
Does it matter?
I follow all of the players, but none of them follow me back.
There you have it.
I can't wait.
That's going to be great. And by the way, Ed O'Neill is playing Donald Sterling.
My players love me. We literally hate you.
A great actor named actress named Jackie Weaver is playing Shelley Sterling. You can hear her in there. And V. Stiviano is played by an actress named Cleopatra Coleman. And there's definitely a resemblance.
Ramona says that Cleopatra Coleman is going to be the breakout star of the show. She says the main character is Lawrence Fishburne, who plays Doc.
Doc, and he's great.
Is Ramona going to use
my theme song?
For the movie?
Oh, I would use your theme song. Brian, see if you can find Michael's theme song about old McDonald.
I'm disappointed Ramona didn't put that in there.
Yeah. Oh, that should have been in there. Yeah.
It'd be, of all the goofy, gimmicky, dumb stuff Michael has ever come up with.
And there's a lot.
Yeah, I think the old man Donald song was perhaps the greatest piece of content Michael has ever created on this radio station.
Yeah, but it wasn't good enough for Ramona to use it. Come on, Ramona. I could have got some kind of residuals off of that.
By the way, I would have put that in there.
It's funny.
Yeah, Brian, can you find it? You don't see it?
No.
Just say old man Donald. Greg probably burned it. Yeah, probably took it out of the system.
Probably did.
He's got it. Here we go.
Old man Donald had a team, E-I-E-I-O, and on his team he had some blacks and V. Stiviano. With a black man here and a black man there, he said, if you're black or with a black, I don't want you to come back. Old man Donald had a team and says, hell no, I won't go.
I mean, it's just...
It's so funny.
You can't make that stuff up.
No, you can't.
Pepe, you've heard that before, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
How great classic. Is that?
That's very good.
Yeah.
I should have put it in the movie, Pepe.
It would have been great in the movie.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next for you, and we don't know what the status is of, are we going to go to...
Laura, give us a little... Tell us what you know.
Yeah, tell us what's happening behind the scenes.
I'm literally on the phone with Lindsay right now.
Okay.
But we have yet to establish a connection with them yet?
We have a connection, but they can't hear... We're receiving, they are not getting what we're sending out. So,
all right, so we can hear them, they can't hear us.
Yes.
All right, we'll just keep...
That's a problem.
We'll just keep talking.
Okay. So the show is going to be in what channel?
June 4th on FX.
Okay.
It debuts.
FX, and then it goes straight to Hulu.
So it's the same people that did The People versus OJ. Producers and stuff.
That's good.
All right, coming up next for you, since we don't really know what's going on as we work towards Game 3, Lakers versus Nuggets, there may be another case. Actually, Ireland, I was surprised. You sent a story this week, and it's almost like you're trying to replace yourself. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm interested.
I'll explain it coming up next. Okay. Mason in Ireland, Pepe's here, Michael's here, 710 ESPN. There they are. We have made connection with Hennessy's and Hermosa Beach, and joining us right now, Shidano and Cappy. Guys, I know how hectic that is when it's not working and you're trying to get on. How'd you handle it?
I mean, listen, the reality is Cappy
unplugged it by accident.
No, was it really that?
Wow.
I've been trying to engineer this thing, man, for the last like 45 minutes or so, trying to diagnose the issues, you know? And I finally figured it out.
So who gets credit for solving this? It wasn't Bergman, it was actually Cappy.
I'm taking credit for A, knocking us off the air, and B, getting us back on the air.
Oh, good. Good. So,
it's like the time that you unplugged your entire Comrex at home and you couldn't figure out why you weren't on the air.
Oh, I remember.
And it was like, oh, I kicked it.
It was the dog.
Mason, why are you a Debbie Downer today?
I'm not a Debbie Downer. I'm rooting like hell for the Lakers. I'm going to the game tonight. I just don't think they're going to win.
Think they're going to win tonight?
I think they're winning tonight. Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
Favorite song.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Are you going to stay for the whole game, Mason?
Tonight?
Yes.
Mason's staying for the whole game.
No, you're not.
No, I'm leaving at halftime.
Third quarter, you're out of there.
Here's the weird thing. They win tonight.
You know why? Here's why they win tonight.
Okay.
A team that has this kind of pedigree is not going to go out like that at home. Role players play better at home. They're not going to go out like that. We saw a team with a lot of pride yesterday win in Boston, so that has been deep in the playoffs. I think tonight's one of those nights for the Lakers. Role players play well, they win.
But I can't believe the Lakers are actually favored. I went to my favorite app
today. Yeah, but only one.
I know, but still.
it's very narrow.
They've been favored at all. Like, I literally was like, okay, you know what? I'm playing the Lakers tonight. This is the night they're going to win. I didn't play them when they were 7-point dogs. I didn't play them when they were 6.5-point dogs. I know. And so I decided I'm going to go play them. I go, wait a second. They're favored? Oh, no. I'm not playing that. I expected the Lakers to be a 3-4-point underdog. They're 1-point favorites. I'm not touching it, but I do think they're going to win tonight.
I played them plus 7.5 in game 2, and that was a winner. Tonight, I'm just playing the under.
Yeah.
Mace, I'm not letting you leave tonight. I mean, I'm going to, you know, and it bothers me. I hate it. I'm an Irish goodbye guy.
Yeah, I'm
because I hate when I leave and people give me guilt. And they're like, oh, where are you going? Where are you going?
I will do that to you tonight. Don't care. The trick is not to care.
You definitely need to stay for this game because you don't know what might happen at the end of this game.
Let me describe how this works, okay?
Mace, what if they win on like the way the Nuggets won the other night? Like
on a buzzer beater, I would be very bummed to miss that. But I can tell you that I can see the game much better from my massage chair in front of the TV with my speakers in my ears watching the game than I can in the suite.
But the feeling is not going to be the same.
Right, thank you, Pepe. Pepe and Michael and John can attest to this because they're at 82 games plus all the other games in the postseason and the preseason. There is nothing better. If I told you, Mason, guaranteed you would get a buzzer beater and Lakers win,
then I'd be there.
You would not stay? You'd still rather be home?
No, if you guaranteed me there was a buzzer beater, I would stay for it.
What if he guaranteed you there was a buzzer beater, but he wouldn't tell you who won?
Probably still be there. If it comes down to a buzzer beater, that's an unbelievable game. But
How about this?
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing a buzzer beater tonight, Mace. And I'm, like Charles Barkley says, I'm guaranteeing the Lakers win tonight.
So, Mace, how long will it take you to get home from crypto?
It's pre-traffic, so I'll be home by 5 minutes into the third quarter.
5 minutes into the third quarter?
So it'll be like 20-something minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes or so. Yeah, I'll be...
Because there's no traffic.
There's no traffic at that point.
So you leave right after...
I leave right at halftime, gone, home, in front of the TV for the rest of the game.
Will there be more waving, Pepe, today in the postseason? Will there be a postseason wave or the same wave? Is it a different wave for the postseason or just one wave?
It's more dictatorial than normal. It's
you're more stern about it.
It's the same wave. And
he goes full Imelda Marcos.
That's not going to change. But you know what?
It should be the same wave, by the way.
Yeah.
It should be the same wave. Just prepare all season long as if it's the playoffs. Who said that the other day?
J.J. Redick was saying that about Stan Van Gundy and LeBron about Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, so make it the same the whole time.
So, Mace,
I'll come by and show respect tonight, by the way, Pepe.
Okay, great. You always do. You always
he sounds
do.
Excited.
He's
that you're
very
no,
excited. He's
doesn't
looking
like
forward
it.
To seeing
no,
you.
No,
not,
no,
clearly.
No, right.
no,
no,
he don't like it.
The level of anticipation.
He don't like it when I don't give him respect.
Cappy, you know that I respect you. Remember the message that I sent you acknowledging what you explained to these people that don't know anything about the story of Moses and all that? Remember what I said?
The story of Moses? Where'd we go?
You told me you loved it.
Oh, we're back to Passover?
Moses Malone?
Tell him, Capi,
these people are so stupid, man. I can't believe they're so dumb, Pepe.
There are very few guarantees
so
in
stupid.
Sport, but I will guarantee you this.
Pepe's out here name calling.
When Pepe waves to the crowd tonight, no one will wave
back.
Oh,
no, I'm getting down there for the wave.
That's not even true, and you know that.
I don't know that.
I have a question for you.
What is it, Pepe? What is your question for me? You're angry now. Go ahead.
You go home, you sit in the chair and all that, you're watching. Yes. What if you fall asleep?
I will never fall asleep during a game.
Pepe, whether or not he falls asleep is directly dependent on how many gummies he takes before he gets in the chair.
He's 15 milligrams in.
Have you used the Bluetooth speakers in the chair?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. That's like the greatest
game changer
ever.
Can you get the TV synced to the Bluetooth?
Correct. So you've got the TV sound coming right in both ears. Oh, it's so good.
You guys are both so lame, by the way. You guys
when
went
you say
and got
you
the
guys,
side chairs
be,
rather than
be
butt.
Specific.
Yeah. Mason and Ireland, you guys are so lame. Okay. You guys bought massage chairs rather than being in my horse racing group?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You guys should have bought horses.
Cap, you should have bought horses with me.
We
have our own horse racing experience, and it was a black hole like no other.
Yeah.
I am shocked you haven't lost your shirt on. What did we lose, Mace? Probably about 10 grand each.
Yeah, probably or so.
The horse.
Yeah. Cap,
how
here's
much
the
for the
thing.
Horse?
The massage chair is going to be worth... I'm going to have the same amount of money. Like, I never have to pay additional money out
my massage chair. And the massage chair does not send
you
me bills from the horse
my
dentist.
My massage chair doesn't break down and can never massage again.
And a bill for the horse transport. I know those bills you're getting, Cap. Don't lie. You're getting bills from left, right, and sideways.
Let me tell you something. When your massage chair breaks and it stops massaging and it's just some lame chair,
then
you guys
be the
are gonna
same
be like,
as our
you know
old
what?
Horse.
You know
broken
what?
Down and useless.
Yeah, you should have bought
to,
horses.
Will we have to put down our chair?
the horse.
I'm gonna euthanize your chair.
Hey, those things are expensive to dispose of. You need to like call a whole person to have them carried out because they're heavy.
All you need is Jorge
and Brianna. Yeah, the chair, not the horse.
Bucks,
right? Oh, the horse, too.
Not
the
horse. $100
The horse.
The horse.
Yeah. All right, on that note.
Yeah, we'll turn it over to you guys. Have fun down there. The Rams are going to make a trade.
All right, good luck tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
By the way, Dodgers trying to close. These guys will have a final for you, but the Dodgers trying to close out a 2-1 win. Yeah, I'm sure you will, won't
2-1
you?
2-1 already?
There must be a monitor with the Dodger game. It's
We're
Dodgers 2-1.
We're drafting Laker mode today.
Okay, good. I can't wait to see what the Rams take. First time we've had a pick in a while.
What is your next game, Jorge? That you're going to work?
I'm off this weekend. I've got a game next week.
All right.
Okay. I had it back-to-back last week, so they gave me this weekend off.
All right. Go Lakers. See you over there. Coming up next for you live from Hennessy's in Hermosa Beach, Sedano and Cap.
Can I tell everybody about Prize Picks?
Sure.
You mind?
Yeah, go right
Can
ahead.
I do that?
Yeah.
Let me run something by
you. By the way, can we just say hello to Kirk Morrison?
Kirk Morrison, you're the man.
I'm just chilling. What up?
Freaking love you, dog.
I'm seeing what's going on with the Dodgers, bottom eight.
You want to help him with his Prize Picks?
Oh, yeah. What's up with Prize Picks?
Listen to this.
I should have got in on this Dodgers today. Go ahead.
I did. So I took Yamamoto today to have more than 4.5 strikeouts. He had 6. Here's what I've got tonight. I've got LeBron to go for more than 25.5 points.
That's a good lock.
I've got AD to go for more than 25.5 points tonight.
That's a lock.
But unfortunately, my 17-year-old dart-throwing phenom, Luke Littler, let me down today, and he did not score his 3.5 180s. So that really let me down. That was a big problem for me. So here's what I'm going to tell everybody. Get on the Prize Picks app. Download it right now. Use my code CAPPY, K-A-P-P-Y. Let me tell you, it's going to change the way you watch sports. You think I've ever watched darts in my life? I mean, 11,000 people show up in some European arena to watch guys throw darts. I don't do that, but I play it. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code CAPPY, K-A-P-P-Y. They'll match your first deposit 100%, up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code CAPPY and do it ahora.